Blog Talk Radio.
What a roller coaster. Once again, life as a Ranger fan. Good evening. Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. This is our free agency, first day of free agency wrap-up. It is July 1st. Eddie, how are you tonight?
I'm drained. I know everybody is out there working for a living, and I'm sitting. I sat in front of the TSN feed all day. And I have to say, it was totally exhausting. And then it was funny because I was chatting with people from all over the league, other fans, not just our Ranger fans. And it was fun to see everybody else's take on stuff, but it was draining. And, you know, so that's how my day went.
Well, I'll tell you, today put my BlackBerry to the test, that's for sure. I was getting literally hundreds of emails. We have me and Joe and Nick and Dave. We have our own little BlackBerry Messenger group. We were talking all day back and forth. And as far as I'm concerned, the day got off to a great start. When they signed Biron, I was happy with that. I thought they got him at a good price. I said last night I wanted Hedberg, but I thought Biron was okay as a substitute. Got him for $875,000, which I thought was really good. And then when I saw that Alex Auld signed with the Canadiens for $1 million a year, I thought, okay, that makes that deal look even better. And then I heard they signed Erik Christensen and re-signed him. I thought, okay, that's good. We're having a good day so far. And then came the news that the Rangers had signed Derek Boogaard. And, The outcry. My BlackBerry literally exploded between the Facebook messages, emails, BlackBerry messages, text messages. I mean, it was going nuts. And I'm going to read you a real quick email. Let me just pull it up here real quick. Boogaard, what the fuck? Why, Sather? Why? He's a nobody. Jim, please help reassure me it's all going to be okay. Chris from the United Kingdom. And my response to Chris was, Chris, we're Ranger fans. I can never tell you it's going to be okay. So that was just one of the many emails and messages I got all day. So why don't you start, give me your take on the day, and then I'll give you mine, and we'll get right to the phone calls because we're already starting to line them up.
All right. First of all, I disagree with you, Marty Biron. The guy is terrible. He is done. I don't care. First of all, he's got Hempstead stank all over him. That's number one. Number two, this buffoon wore a Billy Smith tribute mask last year. That's number two. Number three, the guy can't stop a beach ball with a boat oar. He's terrible in shootouts. He's done. I mean, I hate to say it, but at least the Islanders play a little bit of, I can't give them credit, but what is he going to do when they're firing shots at him? Look at these high percentage shots the Rangers give up. Bad move. You could have gotten better. I would have taken Chris Mason. I would have taken anybody except this guy.
But who knows? I think Chad Johnson's just as good as Marty Biron. I hope I'm wrong. But if he shows that Billy Smith helmet or a mask in the garden, I'm personally going to shoot him. Can you say that on internet radio? Now,
all right, you finish first, and then I'll argue my Biron point, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Then the Christensen, whoopee, yay, let's throw a parade in the streets. Yeah, I'm glad he's a nice player, and they're cap-strapped. Okay. According to Sather, it was never in doubt, because we started getting a little mad at Eric for holding out, but that's how negotiations go. So, all right, okay, that's pretty good. And then what else we have? They sign Stepan. That's okay. I'm down with that. I like that. Apparently, you think he might make the team. Okay. Then there's Bugard thing. First, Shelley goes for 3 years, $1.1 million per. The same amount that Orr went for last year. So apparently, Slack doesn't like 3 year 1.1. Apparently, that's your walking papers. Slack says they didn't want to go 3 years from the get-go. Shelley wanted 3 years. They didn't want to go 3 years because of his age. That makes a little bit of sense, don't you think, guys? And then they go after Derek Bogard. They give him 1.65 and give him 4 years. Now, I know he's younger, but he plays on the fourth line. And now between Bashir's cap hit and this buffoon's cap hit, you could have had a halfway decent player. Or, you know, maybe chipped in another million and had a halfway decent player. I don't think the guy had 7 fighting majors last year, folks. 7. Give it a break. He's not going to play under Tortorella. He doesn't play the fourth line, except when they got hot down the stretch with Anisimov. And if Anisimov's on the fourth line this year, I'm going to go berserk more than I am already. I think it's an awful move. I think it's a useless move. You could have brought up Dale Weiss. You want to go with young guys? If you're going to bring guys up who are going to fight, young guys, what is the are they just afraid to bring up these minor leaguers? Dane Byers and Dale Weiss could have filled that spot playing with Brandon Prucht on the fourth line just as well as Derek Bugard. And Glenn Sather, you are a buffoon if you think your reasoning was to get somebody to protect Henrik Lundqvist if the answer is Derek Bugard. The guy doesn't play. Okay? Thank you. I now turn it over to my esteemed colleague.
All right. killing me already. all right. It's funny. The Rangers next year on the cap, $3.05 million committed to Bugard and Brashear.
Right.
I'm looking at.
He's throwing you throw about a million in. Isn't that Matt? I left after Leopold got signed back to the Flames. We'll get to that later. Thank God there's always one GM that out-buffoons Sather. I don't know what Sutter is smoking up there in Calgary. But did Matt Lombardi get signed? Because I left after the Leopold signing.
Actually, I don't know. I have to, I'm going to pull up beyond what happened after about, 2 o'clock this afternoon, my time, I was kind of, I was busy at work and had to, so I haven't looked at all the free agents. I know a lot of things that went down today, like Ole going back to Calgary and,
oh my God, the Flame fans are inconsolable. They're rioting in the streets. They can't believe it that they let Lombardi go and they signed this idiot for millions for what they could have kept Lombardi almost for. Well, you know, another million and a half. I mean, Lombardi's a fast game. They only Jokic. Give me a break. Give me a break. That was the most ridiculous move. The guy's a cancer in the locker room, they said in there. Oh, let's give him another ride. Oh, okay. So that's it. That is, I mean, come on. You know when they said Gretzky got traded and anything was possible? You know what? If he could go back to Calgary, anything is possible to trade-wise in NHL. I mean, it's a joke. So that's my take on it.
All right, let me argue a little bit in Biron's favor here. Now you say
you want us to sing Kumbaya to Biron here. I mean, I don't like him.
I think as a backup goaltender, I think he'll be fine.
But I think he can carry the load if Henrik gets hurt. Are you kidding me?
He played in 2008. He played 55 games for the Flyers. He won 29 games.
In 2008, I was 200 pounds too. That ain't happening. That's in the bag.
Which leg? He won 9 games. Look, he won 9 games for a bad Islanders team last year. Glenn Sather said they were looking for somebody to get. Glenn Sather said he was looking for somebody to give them 10 wins. Biron could give them 9.
Awful. I'm sorry. I can't. I hope I'm proved wrong. But even last year, I go, this guy is a beach ball artist. He's terrible. I go, he's a sieve. I can't believe it. I can't come up with enough, cliches to call this guy.
Next week on the show, Martin Biron.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, I noticed that Blue Shirt Banner wasn't in on that conference call, so John Rosasco, suck my schlongo, all right? That's all I have to say to you, John Rosasco.
I'm looking for our invitation now. Hold on. Let me find it. Hold on. It's got to be here somewhere. Lost in the mail.
Everybody email John Rosasco at MSG and tell him he's a big, fat douche. And it's funny because Jess Rubenstein was on the conference call. And he's talking to Sather like you're doing for 20 years, asking like 30 stories. I mean, 30 questions. Anyway, so that's my take. All right, now I'm done. I got to calm down. Honey,
all
get
right.
My meds.
You want to go? Let's go right. You want to go right to the phones?
Yeah, let's go. Let's hear from the populace.
I believe this is Ricky O. Ricky, 201-788, is that you?
He doesn't fight.
This is Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
Oh, sorry, Robbie. Okay.
What's going on?
What's up, Jim?
How you feeling?
I think Jim really hit it on the dot there when he said, you know, I'm sorry to disagree with you, Eddie, but I like the Biron deal. I think he'll be a good backup, solid backup. And with Christensen, I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Christensen, I thought that was a good contract. I think that he would be a good addition. But then they got Bugard. Let me tell you something. It's not worth that much a year, but 4 years is a lot. You know what I mean? Like, how worth 4 years, $6 million? Was that it?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Robbie. Let me give you a little hockey education here.
Go ahead.
You never give a goon more than 2 years. Ricky O will stand by me. He may even came out with that. You never give a goon more than 2 years. I mean, they run out of gas quick. They're really disposable players. So anytime you go 3 years, you raise an eyebrow. 4 years, you want to push the GM off a cliff. And I wish he was.
The Maple Leafs did last year with Orr. 4 years, $4 million. That was pretty bad.
Well, they signed him at $1.1 million, and I think it was 3 years, wasn't it?
No, it's 4 years, I think. More than two, though. I think letting Shelley go.
Colton Orr and surely is better than Derek Bougon. I can tell you that right now.
I liked what he did to what's that guy's name? For Todd Fedoric. That was great watching them beat up watching
him. Yeah, well, knocked him unconscious. And Blue Seat Blogs is just, you were right. It was 4 years, $4 million.
All right. But there's also one other thing. I usually don't like to point out specific people on the show, but let me tell you something. Marcy Braverman put her status on Facebook today. It was the Rangers saying that she hopes that Sather has a slow and painful death. I don't know if you guys read that. Let me tell you something. That's really, I mean, let's not go too far over here, all right, with the death. But I will admit that Sather's obviously screwing up the team, but the hatred for this man is getting over the top, and I think we're going to have – forget about just a fire safety rally. Why don't we just have a sell-the-team rally? I'm serious.
Well, I mean, Dolan's at the root of the whole thing. I mean, you know, he's the one that, you know, Dolan is – you were a Knicks fan. You know it. Dolan is at the root of all problems because no sane businessman would keep a GM like this guy in power for 10 years of total nonsense. And as far as Marcy Braverman goes, you don't know. She, you know, you don't know what, when you read stuff, you don't know if she was joking around, you know, whatever. You know, I have no issues with anybody on Facebook. Don't take anything you see on the internet seriously.
Except us.
Except us, because we really are the main source for of hockey information for the Rangers. But you're right. It does sometimes get crazy, but you got to laugh. Because if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. Because,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, it really is embarrassing to be a Ranger fan and see this stuff go down. Especially when you're talking to Penguin fans and they're talking about, oh, Malkin, we're worried about Malkin and maybe it's time to get rid of him. What? I would kill to have a Malkin.
Well, they lost Gonsar. He signed with... Go on, sorry.
They were complaining about that. Oh, he wasn't good defensively. He's one of the best power play quarterbacks in the league, if not the. He's got Stanley Cup. He's got... I mean, come on. They don't even know how good they have it. Meanwhile, I got to sit and watch a boring 80 Ranger games a year. So you're right. Yeah, I mean, you're right. And sometimes it gets over the top. But listen... See it in it. But I appreciate you looking out for Glenn, and I'm sure he does.
No, well, get him out of office, though. That would be good. But
all right, Robbie. I got to take some other calls, man. We already got 10 people on the switchboard.
Robbie, what's the Mets score?
Yeah, give us the Mets score.
It was 1-1, and I think I was watching. I'm outside. It's one. I think it's 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Robbie.
No problem. See you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
All right. That was Robbie. Next up, we're going to dropped off. Here we go. 631-974. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Jerome, a.k.a. the Crazy Greek.
Hey, Costa!
Here we go.
$3 million. Listen here.
Here we go.
$3 million on two goons. And you still want to support this team with your money? Are you serious?
So with the money angle, what are we going to do? It's in our blood. It's in our hearts.
Exactly. Hey, look, you know, my wife goes to Walmart and spends too much money. I don't kick her out to the curb.
Yeah.
I was just
benefits.
$3 million on two goons.
Yeah, listen, you're preaching to the choir here. $3 million on two goons, and you know what? I bet dollar to donuts that Bugard is waived after this year, and we got to sweep his contract under the rug. That's what's going to happen when he turns out to be finished.
Let me just say this. If Bugar and Carcillo are on the ice, and Carcillo leaves the ice on a stretcher, we got our money's worth.
Make it Mike Richards, Bobby Clark, couple by four flyers, then I'll be worth it for me. Oh, gosh.
You guys really like Kane, don't you?
That's why we're here. Oh, you're a Ranger fan? Are you supporting the team?
I know how to spend my money.
Jolt and Joe Micheletti just let me know that Bugar could be sent to the minors and the cap hit is gone. Unlike Brashear, who was over 35. Yes.
That's good.
Right. But everybody tweeted me this too. And I said, what are we in damage control? As soon as we acquire a guy, we have to look for all the safety valves? Are we supposed to be adding assets to this team? People missed the point. He said, we're already thinking about what he's done as a failure, how we're going to get rid of him. That's not the way you build a team, folks. I want to be happy about a sign, not thinking about some escape clause or escape hatch. We've got to get a guy. Come on, it's a joke. Guy's horrible.
the rest of the signings, I can live with. Freaking Biron for 2 years, I can live with it. And I know Eddie, you're upset because he was an Islander, but who cares? So was what's his name?
Brian Trotte.
Yeah, that worked out.
What's his name?
Brian Berard.
No, the other goalie. What's his name?
Pat Flatley.
No, the big guy.
John Davidson?
Kirk McLean?
He was on the team last season. He was our backup.
Gump
Kevin
Worthy?
Weeks?
Not Weeks. The big guy.
Dave Kerr?
Valaket?
Yeah, Valaket was an Islander. No one said nothing about Valaket being an Islander. No one said anything about that.
La Fontaine?
Glenn Healy was an Islander. Thanks, Frosty.
Exactly.
Hey, Coastal, let me ask you something.
Yes.
He wore a Billy Smith mask, tribute mask, last year. What does that tell you about his character?
Well, all right.
All I can say is this. By the end of next season, if Biron has a losing record, then I'll take your word for it, Eddie.
I thought there was a bet coming up, like we're gonna go to Sizzler. Let me tell you something. You know, if he wears that Billy Smith mask, I'm gonna. I don't even want to go.
What if he wears the Mike Richter mask this season?
I like that. That's dope.
What about a Dave Tartarin mask? All right, Costa, we got to take some other calls, buddy.
All
thanks
right,
for calling.
Take care, brother.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Jerome.
All right. 516-795, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Anne Marie,
how are you?
Hello, Anne.
Numb? How much?
I like that.
What'd you get, an epidural?
I feel like it.
Well, what are you numb about?
How do you go and sign the boogeyman for 6.6 million for 4 years when you don't want to even give Mark Stahl what he's asking for?
You ask a very interesting question. Apparently, Glenn feels that there's enough money still left. Plenty of money left to sign him and Girardi.
We're lousy with it.
Well, that's Girardi's fault why we have this guy now. If Girardi, now you cursed before, so I'm just going to come out and say it. If Girardi wasn't the pussy that he was, And let Costello beat up on Gavrik, we wouldn't have had this problem, probably.
I thought she was doing the back to school riff there, because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to go in there and get those commies.
I don't know. I'm nothing.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You are right. You are right. You are right. But you know what? It doesn't even relate to protecting anybody because Bugard is not going to play enough to protect anybody.
But do you think that Gabrick had any? I mean, do you think Gabrick had a really had, might have said, "Hey, get this guy. I played with him."
There was that rumor floating around that he made a call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. You know, I have no idea. I mean, what do you think, Jim?
I don't know. Unfortunately, Amber, you're asking questions we can't answer. We're
the
just here to
us, but we'll let us ask them.
That's right.
I think Seda wants to commit suicide, and I think he's finding a way to do it with the way he has treated the fans over 10
death
years
by cop.
Of time.
Is that a death by cop? He's looking death by fan?
Yeah, no. Exactly.
That could be a good theory.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Really,
team's not going nowhere.
Yeah. They really don't have any room, really, to move.
I'd like to thank Wade Redden.
Yeah, I mean, you could thank a lot of players on this team for the cap problems on, but listen, they came in because they were offered these long-term deals. The thing is, they never... What does Seder ever just give a guy 2 years? I mean, why is it always with this long-term BS?
Exactly.
He gave Brashear 2 years.
look
what that did for him. Look what that did.
It's either the money is too much or the years are too much. It's either or.
Or the no trade clause.
Yeah. Yeah, no movement clause.
Let's call it a leak. What the hell is that all about?
What is that? What is that?
I know.
Did he sign back to Calgary, too?
No, didn't they waive him?
Wave.
Yeah, I
yeah.
know. I was.
Yeah, no. And we'll probably get Higgins back tomorrow.
Mandart just said, I think we're a lot closer to eighth place now.
Yeah, no, I think actually to a first-round draft pick.
I don't know.
Well, the draft is only a year away.
Yeah, we got something to hope for.
and we'll be broadcasting live from Minneapolis.
And if Byron comes in with that helmet, I'll personally run on the ice and rip it off his head.
Sweet. Put me down for $5 towards your bail.
Yeah, I'm down for $5 too. I got news for you. So yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, maybe we'll get. I don't know who we can get. Do we have any money to get anybody?
Think we can? Can we afford to sign Stahl now at this point?
I mean, really, it's starting to get crazy here. I mean, like we said,
there was 13 million, right? There was 13 million in the cap. Now, what is that, 8?
Plenty of money.
Yeah, plenty. Yeah.
Plenty of money.
Yeah. Stahl's going to be going to Carolina where his brothers are.
Plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry. I think Stahl will be back. I just think it's going to be a long season.
As usual.
Yeah. I mean, that is what I think.
Make sure you stock up on your Rolaids because I already did.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be crazy. All right, Anne-Marie, thank you
for your call.
All right,
great speaking with you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Even the women folk are getting in on the act here.
I don't blame them.
All right. We got a Skype call. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you guys there? It's Nick.
Hey, Nick. Can you hear us?
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm in. Everyone's talking about Bjorn and everyone's talking about Bugard, but how about re-signing Prosper and Christensen? That's what I was happy about.
I was happy about the Christensen signing, and I am happy about them signing Prosper back. I mean, I said before as soon as the offseason started that as long as they could get Prosper at a good price, I was all for bringing him back, but who would have known they'd get him for a better price than they got Derek Bugardenstein?
that was and after the Bugard signing happened, I figured Prosser was gonna get like $2 million or something after seeing that, and then it comes out he got $1 million and then 1.1 in bonuses. That was something else. And then
yeah.
Christensen. What? Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, it's a good deal, I guess. I don't know. I can't say what I feel because Joe Fortunato is writing an article for Blue Shirt Banner, and he made some good points in it about it. And I can't say what I feel because he made some such good points. I want to just burst out and tell everybody, but you got to go to BlueShirtBanner.com tomorrow to see him. Why this Bugard deal is even worse than we think. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. But, there's a range of fans' point of view out there about Prosper. If you're truly going to go with the young guys, he takes up a spot. Now, I know he was productive, but, I mean, how is, how productive is he going to be next year? He had a great first half. He kind of struggled in the second half. So, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm with that point of view, but I'm just telling you that is kind of a thing that's floating out there.
Well, that's something that makes me nervous because throughout his career, after he has a good year, he's always come back with a bad year. So that's the only thing that has me nervous.
He's like the Howard Johnson of, hockey.
Right.
Good year, bad year, good year, bad year.
And he had knee surgery last January, too, so you don't want that to come back to haunt him.
Right.
But I felt Christensen was a good deal. I didn't think they were going to re-sign him after he rejected it, and then either up to his asking price. I think they originally offered him $750, but he ended up getting $900. I think that's correct.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess from what I heard to say the conference call, and he said there was never a doubt, but, who can believe him anyway? He doesn't know what's going on. He's like Mr. Magoo. People try to paint this guy as some kind of evil mastermind or evil non-genius. You know what? Mm-hmm. He's not. I don't think he knows what's going on. I think there is some shadowy figure in the background just pulling his strings and making him sign the contract. And all this, I think he's just a giant marionette.
Pay
really
no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Exactly. He's the Great Oz, I mean, that's it. A lot of smoke, a lot of, instead of smoke there from coming from the fire, he's got it from his cigar. That's the way.
I don't know if you guys read actually what he said about Bugard in the press conference, but he said there were too many times last year when I saw guys scraping snow on the Lundqvist's face. Won't see that any longer. Bugard's going to prevent that.
And he plays 4 minutes a game. He's going to prevent. I saw there's all the SB Nation hockey managers, we participate in a Google group, and we can we can post different things, and we chat back and forth all day long. Mm-hmm. And one of the managers, I forget who it was, said that they had gone to a game last year that he played in. He took a 25-second shift the whole game. He played 25 seconds. They said he kept jumping on the ice during TV timeouts and doing sprints just to keep loose.
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't play! Why did they go after a defenseman? If you want to keep Henrik, clear, you go after a physical defenseman. You're going to a forward. He's not even out there all the time.
Yeah, I guess that's their hope with McElrath in the future.
Yeah, I'll be 50 by the time he plays. I may not even live till then. Give me a break. We'll be in the Olympics again.
Speaking of defense, Devils lost Paul Martin today.
That's a big loss, but they picked up a couple guys too, though. They got Volchenko, who a lot of Ranger fans were high on, and he's a shot blocker, but I don't think he does much else. But, you got to give the guy props. The Devils, they loaded up on defense. They're really putting some stock on him, and who else did they get? Was it Lindman? Then they get Tony Linden.
They got another defenseman.
Talinda, the other guy from Buffalo.
Yes.
And they've got a lot of rookies, and, you know, they are going, you know, they're going full throttle in the defense. But where are they going to get scoring from, other than Parisi?
Right.
I really, it's going to be rough for them.
And once Parise is a free agent, which I think is soon, he's going to get the hell out of there. He's going to play defense all the time, and he's a big goal scorer.
Yeah, we're just warming up the armored truck for him.
Oh God, I love him. Oh,
here comes the next Dex Devil that'll fall flat on his face on the garden ice. I can see it coming.
I like that. He's the only Devil I approve of.
Right.
And they did lose Paul Martineau, and you know, he was banged up last year, but he's a hell of a defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love how the Penguins just the rich get richer. I don't get it.
Right.
They need all great moves. And the Raiders, it's the difference between Ray Shiro, who knows what the hell he's doing, and, you know, who's on the ball, and Mr. McGough, who's got the glasses on, just aimlessly going through the UFA traffic and, you know, I mean, getting tickets left and right. He don't see anything. I mean, it's a joke.
Oh, McGough.
McGough.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
It's true. Rock said it too, and I said it on Twitter. I said the Rod Pelly era has begun over in New Jersey.
All right, and Nick, you gonna be around for the rest of the show, or I'm gonna take some other calls, and then I'll bring you back on a little bit later.
Yeah, I'll be around.
Okay. All right. Why don't you call back in about a half hour, 45 minutes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
All right, Dave, you're on the air. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
All right, Dave. I want to hear your take.
Well, before I start, I made a promise to Joe Fortunato that after I go through my rant, that we would bring him on and we would finish out our little BBM fight.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been bitch slapping each other all day on BlackBerry Messenger.
Oh, girl fight.
Yeah, I had to threaten to turn the car around.
All right,
my rant
now, what
is about Rangers fans. I am so sick and tired of hearing everybody bitch and fucking moan about
the
world, all right? Yes, Derek Bougard is not a good signing, all right? It's not a Wade Redden signing. It's not a Brashear signing. $1.65 million actually is fairly, you know, it's not overpaying. He made $1.2 million last year. Okay, that's a modest raise. Shelley doubled his salary. He's 34 years old. He played for 10 games. Get the fuck over it already. Quit bitching. Oh, my God.
Wow,
I'm so sick and tired of the 85%.
Well, what do you want? Don't you
want
this team
people to realize that we all wanted Sather to do nothing at this
Dave,
point. And you know what?
Bad
Christensen, he brought Crosswell, he got a backup, Eddie, I'm talking, got a decent backup goalie. Yes.
Oh!
It's Bougard, all right? He is not worth a four-year contract, all right? But get over it, all right? It's not like he signed him to a $6 million contract per year.
You know what? You know what? And now I'm talking. It's not like this is a one-time thing. These things are adding up, Dave. All these ridiculous signings have to go somewhere. The
rest and the team
Miller,
is not beating this year. The sooner everybody realizes this, the sooner we're not going to have these crazy expectations of making the playoffs, all right? Stepan and Grajic are a year away.
First of all,
yeah, Kreider's turn to throw next year, all right? Stay course.
What a horrible team. They took a shootout for them. The team stinks. I'm with you on that. But
it's not a good team, so why bother trying to sign all these guys and then try and make the team better when you just, you know what, deal with another top 10 pick this year, and then, hey, maybe get another McElrath, or maybe, you know, you get some scoring next year, and then, hey, look at this, you got a core of Dubinsky, Callahan, Anisimov, Stepan, Kreider, Grachev, all right? That's a solid core of forwards. All right? We haven't even talked about Stahl, Girardi, Delzato, McElrath, McDonough, all right? Stay the course. Don't get these ridiculous contracts, all right?
All right,
Redden sucks, all right? Bugard, by the time he's done, all these kids will finally be ready. Kreider's 3 years away. Stepan and Gratzev will be 2 years – sorry, not this coming season, but next season, all right? We have to have players on the roster.
Well, I agree with you that Ranger fans overreact. I agree with you there. But listen, let's do stuff that's prudent for the team for now and the future. This was, I'd rather have seen them get Alex Tanguay or any kind of forward so I don't have to watch boring, scoreless hockey anymore. I'm sick of it. You're a season ticket holder. They're boring.
I know they're boring. Two reasons why I don't have season tickets is A, they're boring, and B, I can't afford it. So I just have my 11-game pack, I get my Rangers fill, and that's that. But you know what? This team is not going to be boring in 3 years. And the biggest thing is building chemistry. Gratzev and Stepan were inseparable at prospect camp.
Yeah.
When I see two of the potential top three forwards getting all chummy at, did I really just say chummy? All buddy-buddy.
I'm laughing at the chummy comment.
Yeah, I figured. When I see them getting buddy-buddy at camp, you know, it's a good thing, all right? Let them develop together.
Let me tell you something. Well, you have no choice, but because they're on the edge. And it wasn't just Ranger fans. I was in a non-Ranger forum. It was just various. When the Rangers signed Bugard and for that amount of money, everybody was like, holy cow, this is a stupid-ass move.
And I agree with you. It's a bad move, but you know what? Ranger fans are making it out to be like the second coming of Wade Redden, and it's not.
Well, no.
All right,
yes. Right.
Bad deal. He had the 12th worst GVP in the league last year, all right? It's a bad signing. Get over it. All
right,
there have been
signings
in this team's history and in NHL history.
Yeah, you're not saying it's a catastrophic signing.
No, it's not going to make the team better. It's not going to make the team worse. Brashear was a terrible signing. Brashear signing was worse than this signing. That is a given. All right, anytime you give an enforcer more than 2 years, and in Brashear's case, an enforcer over 30, what is he, 80 at this point? Those are bad deals, all right? They're not crippling. Wade Redden is a crippling sign.
I understand that. But, you know, as a Ranger fan, you really would like them to make a smart move so you can actually be proud to be a Ranger fan.
And the smart move was Prosper.
What?
Prosper was a great signing. I hear nobody talking about that. They got Prosper for less than they got him last year.
This is starting.
$100,000 on him.
I'd
kill for $100,000 right now.
Well, yeah. Vinny Prosper is not. I can't talk. We set the bar so low, I can't talk anymore.
He is a stopgap, all right? He provides good leadership for guys like Callahan, and maybe he'll get Dubinsky's act straightened out for him, you know, because Dubinsky has not reached his potential yet. So maybe he'll find a way to get that straightened out. All right? You need players on the roster right now. You can't have a roster with Stepan and Gratzev. They're going to shit themselves, all right? They're not ready. I hate all these people saying this Gratzev body at 20 points last year.
All right, Dave, let me ask you this. You go out and you get a – all right, we agreed to Bugard. What is the fascination with not bringing up the young, tough guys in lieu of Bugard? Like, he is some scary monster that's going to scare everybody away for every shift. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that I agree with you with.
Why not bring up these guys? Instead, you want to talk about shit, and they shit the bed with this one. It's another.
Yeah, okay, I agree with you. Byers should have been brought up and given in that fourth line spot. He deserved it.
What does that say to the young guys?
Spot to lose. I agree with you. That's the part that's bad. All right, but you know what? Weiss and Byers aren't game changers. Yes, it kills the salary cap, all right, but you know what? Redden, Drury, Redden and Drury and Roosevelt, $20 million. You know, adding another player in there and just making it 22 really doesn't matter. All right, we're... Bugar's salary is not going to kill us. It's the Redden salary that kills us. The Drury salary that kills us.
Spoons for $3 million. I don't know why you're just throwing the money away. Just don't get anybody and bring up Dale Weiss and buy us.
That's what... At least he's not Daryl Sutter.
He hasn't scored in 4 years.
You don't pay him to score.
I don't care. There is no player in this league in this day and age where it's all stage fighting that should have no goals in 4 years. Back in the day when Tiger Williams was starting bench-clearing brawls, yes, I can see it. But if you can't have a player that plays hockey nowadays that can't score a goal, it's ridiculous.
I agree with you.
I don't want to go into catastrophic mode, but it's like making bad moves for just making bad moves to piss us off, make us look silly. Sorry,
he didn't even get an empty. He couldn't even get an accidental empty netter.
At least
we have him out.
At least he's not Patrick Stefan.
All right.
You know, we all just need
we'll
to take a step back.
Dave, on this. I mean, I agree with you a lot. I mean, it's my job to get crazy. So that's why I'm crazy.
Look at it this way. If Bugard was a ripoff, then we got a bargain on Prosper. And if Christensen winds up playing top six, we got a bargain on him. And all of a sudden, it all works out.
Okay, all right. I hope you're right.
I'm hoping I'm wrong because I could really go for a top five pick next year.
I mean, Dave, I'll agree with you in the fact that if you look at the body of work of the day, that they did pretty well. And like you pointed out to me earlier in the day, they signed, what, 4 free agents that didn't pay more than $1.65 million for any of them, right?
Right. And they didn't spend a total of $5 million today. They're under
right.
$5 million for the day. That's a success.
So,
right.
I mean, yeah, if I'll agree with you there. If you look at the body of work of the whole day, it wasn't bad. It's just that this one move, you know, as Ranger fans, we have to look at we're constantly looking at the value that we're paying for guys, and we've seen them overpay for so many guys so many times, and when you see this happen again, you know, it's the nature of a Ranger fan for them to just, you know, go berserk about it. Or as my partner would say, Berserkowitz.
But the thing is, the 165 isn't overpaying. It's a little bit more than a 10% raise on his contract last year. All right? Shelley doubled his salary. He went from 550 to 1.1 million. All right? You know, in the grand scheme of things, yes, 4 years is retarded. But, you know, 1.65, he was going to get that elsewhere. It's retarded market value, but it's market value. And market value, you can blame also for Sather, because I'm pretty sure that Brashear contract set market value at that point.
Probably true. All right, Dave.
I would have just kept Jody Shelley. And all right, go ahead. I'm done.
All right, Dave. Well, we're going to take other calls.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Now, that was my point when you and I spoke earlier today. I said that you hate the Beauregard or Bugard, whatever the hell his name is, move so bad it has you pining for the Jody Shelley days.
I know. And I was down on the Jody Shelley. We lose that pick, don't we, now? I mean, we don't get anything. Well, we knew we weren't going to get anything, but, you know, I think Shelley, I mean, listen, I wasn't a Jody Shelley fan, but I remember him scoring a goal. When was that? The last game of the season against the Flyers. He was the only Ranger who was up enough to get a goal when we needed it. So I'm not lauding Jody Shelley as the next Messiah, but the logic. When you hear Glenn Sather talk about this, it had to do with age, and I don't see where it comes into play with Bugard and Jody Shelley. Jody Shelley can still hold his own, unlike Bergeau, who after 15 games was out of gas. You know, I mean, I like how Jody Shelley's too old, but at he gives 2 points, whatever he gave to Bergeau when he was 37. It just doesn't make sense.
And you promised the listeners a Mr. Magoo theme clip for next week. I was able to pull one up. Here we go.
Oh, Magoo, you got it again.
I was able to find one really quick while we had Dave on the phone and get it uploaded.
Magoo, you done it again. Play it again.
Oh, Magoo, you got it again.
I like the music.
We got an old friend on hold waiting to come on.
Whoa, bring him on it.
Don't you want to know who it is? You want to know who it is? I'll give you a hint. You want a hint?
Yeah. Holy D in the house!
Welcome back to Blue Shirt Banner Radio, Pauly D.
We love you. All right, enough with the music.
Pauly, how you been?
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
Where you been?
Oh man, it's been a little hectic. So I hate to say this. I'd love to hang out with you guys the whole time. I don't have a lot of time, but I knew you were on, and I knew what was going on, and I wanted to state my case here with you gentlemen.
Okay, go ahead, Paula. We always love to hear what you got to say.
Well, I mean, first of all, I have to say that. And everyone knows the type of Ranger fan I am, and I love the tough guys, and I love the grit and the ugliness, and I've never really participated in the Glenn Sather bashings. With all that said, I have a special announcement for all you wacky Ranger fans. When is the next Fire Sather rally? Because I'm in.
Glad to have you aboard, Captain.
I have to say with I will say with Dave, I agree to disagree on a lot of his points. Mouth, you stated something that really, you know, hits home with Ranger fans. It's, you know, it's damage control and it's starting to get sickening. I was a big fan of Jody Shelley, and I'll tell you why. The guy could throw the mitts when he had to, and I don't care about age. The bottom line was this: if anybody remembers in the last 15 or 18 games of the season, what was the best line the New York Rangers had? It was Shelley? Artie Anisimov, Jody Prust, Jody Shelley, and Brandon Prust. And why was that? They were banging, they were crashing, they were going to the net. And Malph, I beg to differ with you. Jody Shelley had scored 5 goals in the games that he played, and 2 of them were back to back against the Flyers in 2 of the biggest games.
You're making it different for me. I said he scored. I said Bugard hasn't scored in 4 years.
Exactly. Bugard's got 2 goals in 4 years. This is a horrific signing. And, Dave, I understand it's not Wade Redden type, but I will say this. It's just stupid. The guy's going to play a minute and a half a game. We all know about John Tortorella. He's not going to play this guy. The guy's never going to see the ice. He's going to ride the pen, the pine, the whole time. It's just dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. And I have never been a Glenn Sather basher, and you guys know that.
No, I know. You stood clear of that.
And I have... I'm distraught. And again, it's not Wayne Redden signing. And Jim, you made good points. I mean, you know, and the thing with Prospel, listen, Prospel, great, you know, $1 million, $900,000. I have to say this. I agree with Mouth. It's time to get old. We got to start playing the kids to find out who's who and what is what. Enough stealing roster spots. The only reason I like the Christensen signing is the kid is great one-on-one and he'll be fantastic in the shootout. He's proved that. And he can play with Gabby. But I still think it's time to move in. Let's see what Grachev's got. Let's see what some guys got. And either clean the farm out and start building again. We got to do something. I'm sick of this. It's stupid signing Bugard. And the biggest problem on the New York Rangers that we've discussed time after time after time after time after time again. The defense sucks. You got to fix the defense. Sign Stahl. If you're not, go out and get somebody. Guess what? It's too late. They're all gone. All the bangers, all the puck movers, anybody who's worth a shit are all
Amen.
Gone.
Amen.
So now what are we going to do? You're going to sign Girardi again? Really? You got to figure out something with Stahl. The kid wants $4 million a year. You're paying Bugard $1.6 million. Are you out of your goddamn mind? What are we doing? Who
Ladies
put the shit in this man's cigar?
Paul. Holy shit.
Give him applause. Round of applause.
Thank you. If you're listening to this show, I want you up on your feet and applauding Paulie D.
That's a standing ovation speech, ladies and gentlemen, because he's right. Why
that
was
is,
this Mark Stahl thing dragged so long that now, if they want to go after a defenseman, they can't because they're all taken? What a great point. I'm surprised I didn't think about it.
I'm heartbroken as a New York Rangers fan.
He's...
I've talked to ex-hockey players, a lot of people in the business, just holding on, thinking, all right, we're going to sign up Stahl, we'll make a move, and then we're going to go after a defenseman. Has this man not recognized? I mean, apparently he has, because now I'll bear down and say, I like the pick the Rangers made in the first round. I thought it was a smart move to go in the WHL and being known as one of the most feared players to play against. That's huge. If you talk to some of the old timers, they'll tell you how big that is. That's a big thing. So I'm happy with the draft pick. But obviously you're recognizing that there's people in places they shouldn't be, and you don't have the personnel to take care of the problem, but yet you're signing guys like Bugard, and you're letting your defensemen just fall off the face of the earth. It's bad enough we have to sit behind Wade Redden. What are we doing with this guy? Why wasn't he put on the waiver wire? I don't care. Why wasn't he put on the waiver wire? Take a shot. Throw the dice. Maybe somebody will be like, yeah, let's pick up Wade Redden for $6 million. They signed Jokinen. You never know.
There just aren't enough Bob Gainey's in the world, Paulie.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. I have to say this, guys. You know me. I try to be politically correct as much as I possibly can. First of all, I apologize for cursing on the air. You know I never do that.
I know. Yeah, it's you know what it is, Paulie? Maybe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, you'd like to have take some pride in this team and just that they make a smart move. Just because it's the little things. We're not going to get the big things like a division championship or a conference championship or the playoffs. So, you know, I like to see them make a shrewd move once in a while so I can hold my head up and go, you know what, maybe they're finally getting it. And they just never do.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. I had my heart broken today by Glenn Sather, and I hate to say it because you guys know I wasn't on the bandwagon. And he's made some boneheaded moves, but I don't understand. We have to recognize what this team needs. And I understand what Dave's saying. You know, you want to build for the future, and I understand that. But if you want to build for the future, why are we and Eddie, you said it. It seems like we're worried about damage control. We're not building anything. We're worried about
right.
the minimum amount of damage that this team can take on. It's just bad management. I don't understand how this is happening. I really don't. Right now, the New York Rangers and Glenn Sather with this Bugard deal, if you don't know, go out there and look at it. They are the laughing stock of the NHL. They
well,
don't
Calgary's got that thing right now. But yes.
Nobody understands why you would let Shelley go and bring on Bugard. And I understand Shelley's older, but Shelley also built some chemistry with some guys on the team. And they had a decent line, and they made a big difference in the last 15, 16 games of the year. Not much more I could say around for the New York Rangers. If it wasn't on Gabrick's shoulder, Shelley and Pruss were putting the puck in the net.
It's like I said, the only guy who scored in the last game of the season when it counted in a big game was Jody Shelley. Now, again, I'm not trying to make him into a world beater, but, you know, listen, it shows me something when a guy does something in a relative, in Ranger terms, a big game, because they're really, you know, but he did. And when a lot of guys didn't show up. So, you know, it does say something about him. I was more familiar with him, and I liked what I saw. I mean, eventually, then I looked at Bugard's time on ice. He doesn't play a lot. He only has. So, I mean, you know it as well. Come on.
It's
I mean, is, that just, is it BS when Glenn Sather says the reason we got Bugard is because too many people were putting snow in Henrik's face? Do you think that's going to eliminate that?
Yeah, I just don't understand. Go out and get yourself a defenseman, Glenn. You need a defenseman, Glenn. What are we doing, Glenn? We need a freaking defenseman, Glenn. What are we doing? And this year was probably the best year to pick up a defenseman who could actually be a defenseman. I don't know what to say. I'm dumbfounded at this point right now. Anybody who's worth a crap is gone. It doesn't even matter. If some way, and I heard this stupid rumor that it was going to be Chris Drury or Callahan and Dubinsky. Chris Drury ain't going anywhere, guys. I hate to tell you that. There's no way he's going to waive his no-trade clause, because if he does, somebody put a gun to his head. I'd love to see the guy go out the door, and the rumor was Chris Drury and either Callahan or Dubinsky with a possible prospect out for Jerome Iginla. You're never going to see that trade be made.
Oh, that's a
I'd love to see it be traded.
Yeah,
I'd love to see it be made, but it'll never be made. And I'd have to say, if I was going to give up one of them, and I know Ranger fans would hate to hear me say this, but I would give up Callahan before I gave up Dubinsky.
Well, we know where you stand on record with that.
So, anyway, gentlemen, it is always a pleasure. I am so sorry I took up too much time.
No, you never
Not
did.
At all, Paulie. Not at all. Anytime. You know that. You know that.
I appreciate it. And
all right.
I'll talk to you guys soon. You guys have a great night.
All right, Paulie.
And
Take care, my friend.
We all enjoy Blue Shirt Banter very much, so you guys keep going.
Thanks, Paulie.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Have you ever heard Paulie rant like that?
No, that was great.
I haven't heard him
lose it ever, really. He's always given the benefit of the doubt. And maybe somebody, who was it in the chat room said that, the saber dance music we play for him is actually the masturbating bear music from Conan.
Well, that's funny. Well, wait, maybe.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's all I kept thinking when Paulie was going off. Maybe we'll play that now for Paulie. We'll change his theme. All right.
We were rocking and rolling tonight.
Yes, we are. All right.
Don't worry. Tortorella knows how to bring these young guys around. We got the right coach there, too.
612 area code. I think that's Minnesota, isn't it? You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chandler. How you doing, guys?
Chandler, are you
Chandler,
in Minnesota?
Yeah, I had to come out to the VA for a surgery, so I wound up having to move out here. I'm from Brooklyn, so.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, welcome to the show. How are you?
All right, guys. It's, you know, I listened to the guy Dave, and I understand what he's saying as far as now. Unfortunately, since I'm in Minnesota, I got to see a lot of Wild games since I've been here. And up until this past season, Bugar did play a lot for LeMaire. But the thing with Shelley, no, Shelley wasn't, you know, he's not a world beater. You know, he's not a guy that's going to go do anything. But you need glue guys and guys who build chemistry in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Football and hockey are the two sports where you need chemistry in a locker room for a team to win, where a team can be better than the sum of its parts. And that's what Jody Shelley was. He was a guy who helped the other guys in the locker room be better. And we got rid of him. Why? So we can get a guy who's 6'8 that doesn't play anymore? What happened with – we're going to go with youth. So you give a guy $1.65 million, but you want a low-ball Stahl. You want a low-ball Girardi. You want a low-ball Dubinsky. You don't want to pay any of the young guys. You want to play any of the young guys, but you want to give lip service to, we're going to go with youth. How are you going with youth? The signing is terrible because you took a spot away from a young kid. The signing is terrible because you got rid of a glue guy. The signing is terrible because, no, we're not going to make the playoffs. We're not going to win the Stanley Cup in the next 2 years. If we're not going to win the Stanley Cup, then here's a thought. How about we tear it down, let the young guys play, so that we can figure out who we have? How about we let the young guys play? Oh, that's right. We got John Tortorella, who doesn't like playing enforcers and doesn't like playing kids. So you go out and sign a guy he's not going to play, and you won't bring up the kids. So what are we doing?
Yeah. Well, that's, Chandler, that's my big thing is, yeah, bring up a kid who's an enforcer. Let him get his bones and cut his teeth up here and be part. You know, these guys, we've had Dale Weiss on this program. These guys are waiting for their chance. They are going to give it 100.
They're never going to get it. You know, remember when Gulf and Western owned the Garden and every this was where you know, old guys came to retire? This is what we have going all over again. You know, it's not, you know, who cares how much money you give them if you're not going to let the young guys play? If we gave him $2, it's still a bad signing. It's still the worst signing in the free agency because he took up a spot from a kid. We're going to be what? We're going to finish what, 9, 10, 11? We're going to get which pick? 10, 11, 12? Again? When do we get a shot at either getting a 1, 2, or 3? Which, yeah, is going to suck to lose that many games, but I'd rather get a 1, 2, or 3 than a 10, 11, 12. Okay, if we're going to lose, let's just lose. Let's not make enough money so that Jim Dolan can go and do something else stupid with the Knicks. All right? Come on.
Like,
this is all we're doing.
Chandler,
we're supporting. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's like Charles Wang said, if you're going to be bad, be really bad.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You know, we're making Dolan money so he can go ruin the Knicks, and then they're making money so he can come ruin the Rangers. Are you kidding me with this nonsense? Maybe you say, oh, it's not that bad a signing. It is that bad a signing because we have young players who are now going into their mid-20s to late-20s who never got a shot, who never get a shot, and they're going to go somewhere. Look around the league at how many ex-Ranger farmhands are doing well on teams that made the playoffs last season. Manny Malhotra just got how much? 3 years at how much? He couldn't play for the Rangers, though. You know, Lori Korpikowski and Peter Pruka did what with Phoenix? But they couldn't play for the Rangers. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's where we parked away. These things don't want those guys.
Well, let's go sign Derek Bogart, but, you know, it's fine.
I know
it's not
what you're
that
saying. I mean, we see this. We see the, you know, Manny Malhotra and even Jed Ortmeier, who was a guy that I thought was just basically a mascot on the team. They wound up playing great for the Sharks last year on the fourth line, third, fourth line. Guys that we could have, you know, that we needed, you know. So, I mean, you know, we need those type of players. But, of course, you know, we let go of these guys. I mean,
no, because, you know, they're not 6'8", and they don't terrify people when they play 3 minutes a game. It is what it is. I don't know.
Great point, Chandler. I love it.
I just want to say that you guys, man, like, because I'm stuck out here, and these people are terrible at being sports fans. Without, you know, the blog and listening to you guys, man, I would go crazy out here. I swear to God. I go crazy.
Oh, man, that's really nice of you to say.
Well,
problem,
have a good
man.
Night.
Take care.
Thanks, Chandler. Call
right.
again, will you?
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you
right.
soon.
Okay, guys.
That was Chandler up in Minnesota. Everybody's fired up tonight, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. There is no, we're not playing any Katie by the Door tonight. Everybody's letting it flow. And listen, although Frosty in the chat room is saying it's a little bit negative out here. So, I don't know. Do we have any positive callers here? Anybody got anything positive to say?
Well, I just brought Joe Fortunato on. I doubt he's going to be positive.
Oh, no. This is the Grim Reaper.
You know, I have to be completely honest with you. You're really one to be wielding the hammer of justice about being the Grim Reaper there, Eddie. You've been pouting like a 5-year-old girl who had her teddy bear taken away from her and then was forced
Whoa!
To eat a teddy.
Whoa!
Here, Spider, this is for you.
My vagina hurts.
There's a username Jolton Joe Micheletti. My nickname has been taken by Joe Micheletti.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a bunch
I
of
like
garbage.
Joe. You know what?
All right.
Joe Micheletti agrees with everything I say, so I like him. You, however, are on very tenuous ground. Now go ahead and with your diatribe.
All right. I will begin by saying that Bugard does fill some type of a need for the team. But I have a tremendous problem with the signing, and I do think that it is relatively catastrophic, but not because it's a huge deal or that it directly affects the Rangers' cap space in any way, shape, or form. It's $1.65 million. They can put him in the minors. It's not going to be an issue if it really gets to be that bad. But the facts that Eddie wanted to bring up to all of you that I asked him not to, I see how much it's killing you inside, so I will tell them for you. Last year,
everybody get ready for the Sermon from the Mount.
Bugard had 350 minutes played, time on ice last season. He played 350 minutes. At his new salary with New York Rangers, that's $4,700 per minute. The only player higher than that is Alexander Ovechkin at $4,991. Per minute of ice time.
So you're saying we got Ovechkin?
Yes, we have Ovechkin. If it came to, you know, money per time on ice.
That's horrible.
The biggest issue that I have with this signing is that if you take a close look at everything that's happened the past 2 years, Brandon Dubinsky, homegrown Ranger talent, showed tons of potential. Maybe not the greatest player on the team. Personally, I think he's better than Callahan. That's just me. Had to hold out all training camp, basically, last year to get a $1.85 million contract. And on day one of free agency, where Dan Girardi has not gotten a single phone call as far as we're concerned, and Mark Stahl and Glenn Sather have a chasm between them in negotiations, he goes out and pays this kind of money for Bugard. What this tells me is that from this point forward, Rangers restricted free agents are going to point at this contract, and Mark Stahl is going to say, why can't you give me $4 million a year? You're giving Bugard, a guy who's going to play 5 minutes a game, 55 games a year, at best, $1,650,000 a year. But Dubinsky had to hold out all through camp. Girardi hasn't even gotten a phone call yet, and Mark Stahl is not possibly the best player on the team that's homegrown talent, has not gotten contract negotiations figured out yet. It creates bad blood between the team and their players, and it creates really bad blood between prospects who aren't even on the Rangers yet, who are, you know, considering whether or not they're going to sign here. If I were McDonough, I wouldn't want to sign with the Rangers either, with the way that Glenn Sather is dealing with players that are actually on the team. That's the biggest problem I have with this. You cannot continue to snub players that are on your team, homegrown young talent, the core of a successful future for guys like Brashear and Bugard, and they've done that 2 years in a row.
That was what I was busting at the seams to say, so to speak, because you're exactly right. Even though I'm pouting like a little child when I say this, a little girl, I agree with you, so somehow we must be twin sisters, because right now I agree with you, And I want to say something here, Nancy. I think you're exactly right, because this is time after time, the Rangers throw all this money at these artificial sweeteners, these toys or these names to make it seem like they're doing something, but the guys they have here who have paid their dues and had to put up with the nonsense, the losing, they string them along. This stall deal should have been done a long time ago. As soon as Jokinen had missed that shot, they should have started talking. In the Olympics, they should have started talking. And it, like you said, Girardi did nothing. I mean, stop with the artificial sweeteners. Take care of your own. You only got a handful of guys here that are worth anything, and they all pretty much come from the system. So take care of them. No, you're right. It's
and the other
bad
thing
precedent.
The other thing you need to take into consideration is that, say, and I'm just throwing a name out there, I have no idea, I'm not saying I want this to happen, whatever. Say the Rangers are looking at Kovalchuk, or they're looking at Frolov. They were rumored to have been talking to Frolov today. They didn't like the monetary figures he was throwing out there. How in the hell can Glenn Sather look at Frolov and say, you want $5 million a year? Are you stupid? I'm not going to pay that. Instead, I'm going to pay Bugard, $1.65 million. Look, everyone who says that the profitable Christians and the Biron signings are good are correct. Biron came at an unbelievable value for the next 2 years. He's going to be a backup goaltender. He's going to be quality. Christensen, I'm glad they got a deal done with him. But again, Sather lowballed him, and Christensen had to hit the open market before Sather would even deal with him. You can sit here and tell me that Pittsburgh's gotten tougher. The Devils have gotten tougher. The Flyers have gotten tougher. They signed Jody Shelley. These are tough, tough guys. Bugard is going to play 55 games a year. And if he plays 55 games a year, I guarantee you he will not play more than 10 minutes in any of them. Not one of them. He has not scored a goal in 222 games. You don't sign a guy like that to a contract of $1.65 million and snub the rest of your team. Is it overpaying? Yes, of course it's overpaying. But like Dave said, it's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world. He does fill a need on this New York Rangers team. He will be a fan favorite when he drops the gloves. He is relatively young. But this guy, and I put this in my story tomorrow too, I'm giving away all the secrets, he makes Aaron Voros look like Mario Lemieux. You think Aaron Voros had lead in his skates, cement in his hands. He is going to look like Mario Lemieux compared to what you are going to see out of the hockey skills of Bogart. It's just the way it is. But you can't give him that much money, snub your own team, and then look at other free agents who have potential. Frolov is a two-time 30-goal scorer, and tell him you're being too expensive. At that price, if Sather's paying Bugard that much money, if Kovalchuk came knocking on the door, he would get $45 million a year. That's the precedent you're setting.
I mean, I agree with you. Jim, what do you think about this Nancy's theory over here?
Well, Joe likes to be called the ice pick. I say we call him the hammer because he hits the nail right on the head. He's right. He's absolutely right.
The only other issue I have is that Glenn Sather is actually making it seem like the New York Rangers are going to be competitive this year. This is my problem. And really
oh, good. You got it again.
If you look at the way he's talking, you think you're going to be competitive again this year, that's fine. For those of you like Dave who think we're not going to be competitive again, let me ask you this. There is no difference between this year's team and last year's team. None whatsoever. Replace Brashear and Shelley with Bugard, and you basically have the same team. This is not a playoff team. This is not a tanking team. If we're going to go in one direction or the other, go in that direction. Otherwise, we're going to finish in ninth place again, and we missed out on El Nino because of a couple of elite wins. This is not a playoff team, not the way they're built right now. And it's certainly not a tanking
team. Last year, but they found themselves in the playoff race. They were terrible. The Eastern Conference is terrible. You can be bad, get hot for twice during the season, and make the playoffs. With Henrik Lundqvist, you have a shot to win every night, regardless of the clowns they put out in front of them. Gaborik's healthy. They got a chance. can't write them off as being bottom feeders. Although they play like it. You know, it's, they seem to be there. I mean, they were there last year. They got out at the end. I don't
know. And you know what? The other thing that you have to look at is everybody here is screaming for youth. Bogart just takes up another youth spot. And the other thing is, how long do you think it's really going to take before he gets on Tortorella's bad side? Tortorella has a zero, like, tolerance rating when it comes to players taking stupid penalties. It's going to be, he's a cheap shot artist. It's going to be game three at best before his ass is on the bench and he's not playing. And then congratulations, you have another Voros, except he's more useless.
Well, he let Chris Drury take bad penalties all year long.
Well, Chris Drury's different. He's Chris Drury. He's going to win the Stanley Cup for Chris Drury.
All right, let me play the other side of the argument here. Now you're saying I'm trying to gauge maybe what the Rangers are thinking. Okay, if you're saying what I think the Rangers are thinking right now, because they're no different than last year's team essentially. My guess is that what they're thinking is they're going to get more. They're thinking, okay, this is not me saying this. I'm just guessing at what they're thinking, that they're going to get more than 19 goals out of Ryan Callahan, that maybe they're going to somehow get more than 14 goals out of Chris Drury. They're expecting
wrong.
more out of Anisimov. I mean, what other reason could there be where they don't address? You know, I know they have problems on defense as well, but they didn't address the offense.
Status quo. I can agree with that. You can expect a point increase from Michael Delzato. You can probably expect a point increase from Dubinsky and Callahan. And you should really expect a nice point increase from Artem Anisimov. The biggest issue I have is that when the New York Rangers walked into free agency, Glenn Sather and the New York Rangers brass said, we have three main concerns. We need a backup goaltender, which they got. We need some toughness in a fighter, which they got, and we need a number one center. They never addressed that final issue. So if that's fine with me. You don't have to address that number one issue. You don't need a number one center. But then you're not in the contending mold. Glenn Sather saying he is not done with free agency yet means he has something up his sleeve to make the Rangers contenders. That's what that means.
You know, it was funny. There was a tweet from Steve Zippe today, and it said, it was like, I guess this was around 5 o'clock Eastern time, and it said something to the effect of the Rangers war room is not closed for the night. And I'm thinking, war room? Yeah, they got a war room. They got a war room like France has a war room.
Oh, and really? the other big difference is MZ. I wish I could remember how to spell his name. The Hobbit.
Right.
Markello Zucklin. I don't know how to pronounce it. Okay, Zuccarello Austin. He should provide some form of offense for this team. I mean, there's a big difference between coming into the NHL from the AHL and the Swedish Elite League. He's going to be a little bit more prepared. He is playing with men over there in Sweden, so it's not like, you know, he's playing with, you know, the boys of the AHL. But again, I don't see major differences between this year's team and last year's team. I see this team being anywhere from finishing 10th to 7th, and that's a problem to me. If you're going to, that's not a rebuilding process. The best part about this is, oh yeah, you know, we're another year away from Stefan and Kreider, you know, and Grachev, maybe we're 2 years away, but also realize that every year you tack on that you're waiting for these prospects to come up through the system, you're taking away from Marian Gaborik and Henrik Lundqvist's prime. And if these guys got to wait till they're 33, 34 years old before they have a quality team around them, that's a problem. That's a real problem. The Rangers went into last year thinking that they are a now team. Glenn Sather made it very certain that he thought that last year we were going to be deep playoff contenders. We didn't even make the playoffs. That's 1 year of the Gaborik and Henrik regime done. Gaborik is 4 more years. Lundqvist is 5 in their contracts. I have no doubt that Lundqvist will sign here again. I doubt Gaborik wants to if it continues going like this where he's the only offensive force out there. How many years of these guys' prime are you going to waste? Prossel's not going to be around much longer. Who knows what Christensen is going to do? And Dubinsky and Callahan and, you know, Mark Stahl and Dan Girardi, depending on how they're treated by Sather, they might not want to stick around very long. So this core that everybody just takes for granted is going to be there. There are a lot of ifs and whens coming into place. You don't know what it's going to be like. So So it's a problem to me, and I don't see them addressing it in any way, shape, or form. I really don't.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say I agree because, I mean, you preach it to the choir. I mean, you know, you're right. Each year, the only thing that gets better with each year is that Glenn Satan may visit Terminal Dreamland. That's the only thing he might be closer to. But fantastic points. And, you know, why couldn't I have said that? You gave it away by yourself with the whole article. I've got to look like a genius. But
yeah,
no,
well,
once again, you stole my thunder.
Well, you know what? Just consider a payback for not shutting down this Charlton Joe Micheletti fellow. He may be a good guy. I don't know him at all. But to put my nickname with Joe Micheletti, you've tainted me now. And I need a new nickname. You're going to have to call me Ice Pick from now on.
The Hammer.
All right, Ice Pick.
I don't mind. Actually, you know what? I like the Hammer. I'll take Joe the Hammer Fortunato.
Joe the Hammer Fortunato. All right,
well, gentlemen,
Joe.
I don't want to waste any more of your time. Thank you for having me on. Good luck with the rest of the show. You have an angry riot out there waiting for you. The chat room is relatively hostile.
All right, Joe. We'll talk to you later.
See you guys.
I guess we'll get to the roll call and
do the roll call.
That.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Just let me throw this out there. We got 34 minutes to go. We're going to get to everybody. If we have to, you know, if we have to go into the podcast, it's not a problem. We're going to get everybody on the phone tonight. So if you want to call in, 646-478-4692. You know, we'll get all your phone calls in. We appreciate you guys all being here. And I just want to, before I forget this, I want to thank everybody that came to Blue Shirt Banner today. We had we have had record numbers the last couple of days. You guys are fantastic, and the show has been booming, and you guys are showing up in huge numbers, and we love it. We're very appreciative. Those of you that listen to the show and check out the website on a daily basis and Facebook us and email us, we love you. We really appreciate it. Really, really do. All right. Without further ado, missing from last night's show, because we just didn't have time last night, but we promised you tonight, and here it is.
Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
It's Mr. Mouth, the new game from Tomy that can't keep his big mouth shut.
Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
Try to flip your chips into his mouth before he closes it.
Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
First one out of chips is the winner.
Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
I'll just give him my hippo hurricane collar.
Good evening, friends, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. It's time for the Blue Shirt Banter Radio Roll Call, missing from last night's program. So I am definitely jazzed and jumping to deliver this impromptu, totally non-rehearsed roll call. Andrew from South Florida, the king of card collecting. He loves to collect Henrik Lundqvist cards. He's got them all, and he ain't selling them. He loves himself some Henrik. And Marie Adrian, or Adrian, or Adrian. I don't know how you pronounce it, but I can tell you one thing. And Marie is numb. I feel like Roger Waters should be singing Comfortably Numb. She's so numb from the Bugard signing. Bullet for my Valentine, 01. He loves the metal, the heavy metal. He likes that grindcore, the hardcore, the apple core. Bullet for my Valentine, I love ya. Boy or Stripe? Hey, Lucky Charms, and I like it too. Boy or Stripe? He's Irish, he's a fighter, that makes him the Fighting Irish. City Hockey Fever. Keeping it real in the field out west, a hockey fan of extraordinary magnitude. Always a clutch performer when it comes to Blue Shirt Bander radio appearances. I love him. He knows his puck, and he usually agrees with me, which is another reason why I like him. Then Cohen Hockey, let him loose, Bruce, as they call him. He likes to pound the drinks and hang with the ladies. He's a ladies' man, so to speak. Hanging out with the ladies at Cafe 31 across from the garden, the beautiful Jackie Lamba, the beautiful Eva Simos, and the beautiful Coast of the Crazy Greek. And the great Coochie Wally, season ticket holder, one of the all-time greats. He is an informed Ranger fan. He will actually one of the people that will actually talk to me on Twitter. So, ladies and gentlemen, I say you should salute Coochie Wally because he's going to have to sit through 40 games of Derek Bougard, or maybe 20 at the Garden. And then Jerome, Costa the Crazy Greek. I have to say, if there's anybody almost as crazy as me, it's got to be this guy, Costa the Crazy Greek, one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet, and probably one of the worst persons you're ever going to break bread with. I don't know what that means. And then Jeff Diamond, cut a TML. Check out Ranger his Leaf Crisis page on YouTube. Check out his Facebook page. He's got videos on there. That's Jeff Diamond, alias Cutter, TML, up in Toronto, Canada. We love having you. And I have always said if I was not a Ranger fan, I'd be a Leaf fan because I'm a glutton for punishment and I'm a glutton. And so that's the way we go. And then there's DB Mason, the voice of reason, the voice of anti-Volchenkovism, which is a new, I believe, a new theology course, social studies course, anti-Volchenkovism, Volchenkovism. He did not like Volchenkov, and I bet he's glad that he is not in a Ranger uniform, but in a Devil uniform. And I'm sure he'll eat his words as he's blocking shots after shot in a Devil uniform as we lose to the Devils. And then there's Fedorov 91. Oh, I'm telling you, Fedorov 91, I am jealous of this man for one reason. And one reason only, his team, and I won't mention the team because it makes me actually want to vomit, his team that he roots for, and please do not give him a hard time, well, feel free to give him a hard time, took my precious Nino Niederreiter in the first round. So I hope he busts his knee or something, because I don't want to see Nino ever play for that team. And then Frosty the Snowman. Frosty, I love you. You're a Bob Froese fan, which shows you're a little bit wacky. You're one of the funniest guys I've never met. And I got to tell you, you are rocking the Casbah here every week, every show. We appreciate wholeheartedly everything that you do for the show and you contribute. Then there's Glenn Sather's wallet. Boy, I got to tell you, I don't know. Sometimes there's moths come out of his wallet, you know, when he wants to sign homegrown players, but then all of a sudden he's burning holes in his pockets when it comes to UFA. Glenn Sather's wallet, whose alias, Mr. John Newman. And John Newman has been getting those Facebook peeps together, having a good time, and you got to love that. Anybody who throws a party, you got to tip your hat to. So, Glenn Sather's wallet, we salute you. And then we have many guests. Guests, I want to thank you for coming to the show and listening. We always love guests. As a matter of fact, that's the only time I have guests, because at home, I never invite anybody over. And then there's Yogg68. Hoo-hoo! Yogg68. I always forget, is Yogg's Claude or is Yogg's Ava?
Eva.
Okay. Eva. Eva.
I gotta get that. Did you ever see the movie Wall-E? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. Eva.
I gotta get that clip. Eva.
Eva. Eva, you are lovely. You are beautiful, and you're drunk. Three things which I love in a woman. Jay of the Dead. Jay of the Dead is a wise guy. I love him. He's fantastic. He's always here. Another diehard. I got to tell you, he's the Sean Avery of the chat room. He's around patrolling, and he likes to challenge people, and I like that. So, Jay of the Dead, once again, I got to say it. From my mouth to your ear, baby, you're a one tough cookie and one appreciated listener of this show. Now, Jolting Joe Micheletti, the source of controversy with the former Joe the Hammer Fortunato. But guess what, Jolting Joe Micheletti, you're on target. You're on pace. You're on. Let's face it, you're just on. And I agree with a lot of what you have to say. You're informed and you're intelligent, which makes two things we're up on our defense with. Now, Jonathan from Australia, let me tell you, the man is listening to this show in a foreign country. That says it up. He's a foreign Ranger patriot. God damn it. Stand up and salute this son of a bitch. Give him a goddamn salute in the chat room. Pay your respects, a Ranger foreign patriot, just like our guy in the UK, Christopher. Is that right, Chris? Yes. Now, critical. I kind of wait for that sound bite when I talk about critical. What's that sound bite go like? Critical. Oh, critical.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Critical, we love you. You're quiet, and then I tell you, I love a quiet guy, but although I like quiet women better. Anyway, Loon Ranger rides again. I got to tell you, Loon Ranger, I'd be your Tonto anytime. Man of the great Mando. 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 Manda, who was named after a clone from The Odd Couple. Mandar, oh, the wise man and also the wise cracker. Always looking to stir up trouble in the chat room by saying Mark Stahl is overrated. And then there's Nick Montemagno. Mr. Magno. It sounds like a villain. Mr. Montemagno. Mr. Montemagno will destroy the world. Nick Montemagno. Call me Dr. Magno. Dr. Magno, I love you. Was that the Nick that called in before? Good call, and he's got Skype.
Yeah, that's Nick.
Okay. And then there's not to be one. Now, I got to tell you, this guy, I read what he types in his chat room. He makes a lot of sense. Although I don't always agree with it, he's on the ball. I like these voices of reason. Amidst my insanity, I need you guys. Phoenix Ranger, rising like a phoenix. He will defeat evil Dr. Montemagno. No. Phoenix Ranger, anybody who loves the Rangers in the desert, I commend. And now, wait a minute. We may have a little friend connection here. Now, isn't there somebody here that likes Hell's Kitchen, Jim? Who likes that?
Frosty.
Frosty. Well, guess what? Quick Release is going to culinary school, and he's up in Vermont. I love this guy. One day he'll be me and Frosty's personal chef. And you too, Jim, could come along as we have creme brulee, the favorite dish of Jack Tripper from Three's Company. Creme brulee for everybody. And now... My wife is even laughing at that one in the other room. Rock1193, my Twitter buddy, me and him both think alike. And once again, that could be a bad thing, that could be a good thing. But Rock, last night after the show, actually during the podcast, we were shooting a gift with him and he was answering and bantering like, no, the Rock, you're another steady, ready, and Ruffin Teddy, I don't know what the hell around that. You are much appreciated here, and you are a goddamn credit to your race. What that means. Stan from Bayside. Stan's another guy. He was here when we were talking to Frank Beaton. Boy, if we moved up. Next week, Jim Troy. You know, I mean, I have to tell you, Stan from Bayside.
Roman Endor.
What? Roman Endor,
Roman
your favorite
Endor, coming up next week. Yeah.
Stan from Bayside, Queens. I can't say enough. You are an original participant. All of you are originals because you can never be duplicated unless they legalize cloning. And Walker, New York Ranger. That's right. Texas Walker, New York Ranger. That's right. If you don't like the Rangers and you're an opposing player, you know what he's going to do? He's going to karate chop you right to your balls. Walker, New York Ranger, we love you. And what is he? It's Wazilly. Wazilly, the original what is he, the original? Oh, he's actually the originator of my Ranger Crisis banner. He's been a ardent supporter of everything I do.
Uh-oh. Hello? Hello? Can you guys still hear Eddie? Can you still hear me? Uh-oh. Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. You guys can't hear me? Can you, Mandar, you can hear me? Mandar. Hello? What the hell happened? Amanda, I put you on the air. You can't hear me talking to you right now?
Yeah, I can hear you talking to me now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody on the... All right, they can hear me. All right. Sorry, I don't know. Guys, I don't know what the hell happened. I lost Eddie. Eddie's gone. apologize for that. all right. Well, welcome to the program, Mandar.
Thank you.
all right. Well, I guess we got we still got some other calls on hold. We'll get to you guys in just a second. Hopefully we'll get Eddie back on. I think he did get to the end of the roll call before we lost the audio there. So I apologize for that. Mandar, give us your take on what happened today.
Nothing happened today. Absolutely nothing happened today. Everybody's bitching and moaning. Nothing happened for the New York Rangers today. Everybody said, don't sign Kovalchuk. Okay, they didn't sign Kovalchuk. You know, we invested a lot of cash in a goon. Well, maybe we need to pay more for certain guys now to come to the New York Rangers. But we did nothing today. Other teams got stronger. So for all the people that want to get young, hey, you got young now. Anybody that wants to go ahead and see if the young guys can make a difference in camp, well, they're going to get a chance. Yeah, I know they brought back Christensen and Prospel, and they brought in Bogart, but it doesn't really mean much. The majority of the minutes are going to go to the guys that earn it. So Anisimov is going to be on the fourth line now with Bogart and Prust instead of with Shelley. So what? I mean, the bitching and moaning about a guy with a contract of 1.6 million, it's insignificant in the long run. If you think the Rangers' problems was getting another defenseman, well, guess what? We didn't get another defenseman, so we're going young there. Yay, we're going young. If you think our problems are on offense, well, we re-signed Prospel and Christensen. Well, if that's not the answer, then we're going young. Yay, we're going young. I mean, the bitching and moaning on the first day of the free agency signing period, people want your cake and eat it too. Calm down. You want youth, and then you don't want youth. You get mad when they sign somebody because you can save the money to re-sign Stahl and Girardi. You still can sign Stahl and Girardi. And it's all part of negotiations. My God, calm. Calm down. Nothing set in stone on the 1st of July because what you see now will be totally different than when you see when camp opens 2.5 months from now. Other things will happen. Players will be signed. There's got to be some sensibility here. People are going way off the deep end here. You want youth, you don't want youth. Everybody wants the average age of this team to be 22 because by the time you reach 28, you're over the hill. Enough. Stop. It's not that bad.
Serenity now, Loon Ranger just said.
Absolutely.
Serenity now. Insanity later. I need to clear up. Apparently, before we lost Eddie, he didn't get to finish the roll call. So I need to. We have Zach S joining us. I believe He's a newcomer to the show. I think only the last couple of weeks he's been here. So, Zach, we appreciate you you being here. And I know I don't do justice to the roll call the way my partner does, but I do want to I did want to mention that you were there. And I saw some people in the chat room were looking out for you that you didn't get mentioned. So there you go, Zach. Welcome to the program. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We got 15 minutes to go in the live broadcast. Like I said, we will run into the podcast tonight because we've still got like five people on hold. We're going to get to all of you, I promise. I don't know what happened to Eddie. I don't know if he's had an internet outage, a power outage, or if he just collapsed. I guess any of those is possible. Let's bring on another call, 973-525-7262. You're on Blue Shirt Panda Radio with Jim and Mandar. How are you?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, a few calls ago before you had Joe on, and then this last call, I mean,
who is this, by the way?
Sean.
Oh, Sean. Okay. You called last night, right?
Yeah, I called last night.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, let me just start by saying, you know, this is we're not like the Pittsburgh Penguins or like the Los Angeles Kings, like an up-and-coming team here, and we made one signing and people are going apeshit. I mean, it's a little bit of a different situation here. I mean, for me, just on Bogart, I mean, I've tried to look at this objectively. And for all intents and purposes, he's just a goon that can fight, you know. And if Sather and his team sat down after the end of last season and said, we need a goon that can fight, that's fine. I got no problem with that. It's already been mentioned there's a couple kids in the minors, but let's say those weren't an option. Let's say you didn't like any of those. You telling me you can't find anybody else besides, you know, you need this guy for this much money? We got in a friggin' bidding war with the Islanders over this guy, from what I heard. And, I mean, there's other goons out there that we could get. A goon, to me, is 600 grand. I mean, he can't even skate. He's going to stand in the ice. How is he going to protect Lundqvist? He's never going to be on ice. What is he going to do? Mug him after the goddamn game? I mean, Jesus.
Sean, I just want to interrupt you for 1 second. Eddie, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back, and I'm sorry about Zach, but I heard you took care of him in the roll call.
Yes, I tagged in and took care of it. Everything okay over there?
Yeah, it's his modem. I don't know what the hell out. This modem is ridiculous. I think I may have gone so crazy, I may have kicked the wire out of the modem while I was doing that. Yeah, I'm on dial-up. You know, it's tough times.
You've got mail.
So go ahead.
All right, I apologize, Sean. Go ahead and finish your thoughts.
No problem. All right, and so he was supposed to, you know, replace Shelley, and you know I can understand that Shelley's 34. He wanted a 3-year contract. That's fine, but replace him with there was that guy in Atlanta, Artukin, that big Russian guy. That guy looks like freaking Drago from Rocky V. Put him on the team. I'm sure he can get somebody. Jesus Christ, we got to pay $1.65 million to get a guy that can just fight and a 4-year contract?
You know, I thought when Eddie and I spoke this afternoon before the show, Eddie, I thought you made a great point. You called it your 6 degrees of separation. Why don't you explain that theory again to everybody and you can get everybody's take on that?
Well, you know, it's the whole, it went from Colton Orr for the 4 years for $4 million, and then that wasn't good enough. And then you go to, then we get Brashear, and then Brashear for $3.5 million, and then you go to, I guess it ain't the 6 degrees of separation, whatever, but it's like then you get to, then he ain't good enough, so we got to bring in Shelley, and then you can't sign him because he wants too much money, and you don't think he's worth keeping around, and then you go out and you get another guy. And you know what? I could see Bugar getting waived after 1 year, and then we got to sweep him under the rug again. And then who's going to be next year? Everybody want to start a pool? Who's going to be the next goon we get? I mean, it's stupid, and I agree with the caller. I mean, I just want to take baby steps at least in the right direction. Don't go backwards. Oh, okay. That's it.
Makes
Am
sense.
I on?
Yeah, you make. Oh, I was waiting for Sean to come to see if he had anything else he wanted to add to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty much enough. I mean, everything that's said on Bugard, I mean, you know, we got pretty intelligent fans. I mean, everybody knows what that's
not
like.
According to the Rangers, we're not.
Well,
no.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's crazy. I mean, yeah, the goalie was fine. Christensen was fine. But then again, you're telling me we got a goon making more than Christensen now, and he's going to be possibly centering our first line?
You got a goon making more than Prospel.
Yeah,
they're going to pay him more than they're going to pay any
bonus.
Yeah, and, I don't know. It's just so much more. I mean, yeah, I understand it seems insignificant. Just it's like a small cap hit, but to me it's more like a pattern of just like all of this. I mean, look, like Dustin Brown's a great example. He signed a long-term deal. I think right around $3 million. He plays for the Los Angeles Kings. He played in the Olympics. But, I mean, for us, like, you know, going down the road, everyone's talking about these, we want youth, but they're going to have to get up here eventually. I mean, this isn't baseball. We can't keep these guys in the minors till they're 28. Some of these guys, like, we just re-signed Byers. I think he's 23, going on 24. You know, we got a couple guys getting older here, and right now, as it sits, I think we got 12 guys on our roster that are forwards anyway. So, you know, where are you going to put these guys? And, you know, what else? I mean, that's pretty much it.
Would you have been happy with just getting Biron, getting Christensen, and re-signing Prospel?
Yes. I mean, I would have. And
I could have dealt with that.
Even if what Taylor said, he needs somebody to protect Lundqvist, and nobody in the AHL was sufficient, then I just think we could have got, for what we got, we paid four times more than we need to. That's all. That's more my thing. And if we're overpaying Bogard, yeah, I mean, when we get these young guys up, yeah, Joe said a lot of it. I mean, how are we going to, you know, negotiate with these guys, you know? So we're going to pay Callahan Dubinsky, what, maybe twice what he got? So that's $3 million. Anisimov's got to get paid. We can't pay Stahl and Girardi. It's just madness. I mean, our team next year right now is Bogard, Drury, Avery, and that Swedish guy, Roosevelt and Redden. That's our team. That's signed for next year, basically.
$1.6 million a year. So if you're willing to pay Bogard the same, let's say, as what Shelley got – so then you're going to say, what, over $500,000 you were breaking the payroll? Come on. We're nickel and diming here, guys. This is not... we're not being prevented from signing our defense, but we're not being prevented from signing anybody we want over Derek Bugard's contract. Enough with this garbage.
Okay,
if we pay the guy $4 million a year, then you got a point.
Okay, that's right. I think it's a great signing. We should just throw the money around. I mean, we still got room. It's not stopping us to get anything. I mean, really, what kind of meds are you on or not on that you don't understand that I want, that as a team, you want to add assets? And listen, I want something positive coming out of the trade, the UFAs. I don't care how little or big of an impact it makes. You know, it's $3 million we've already allocated to goons. They don't even fight anymore, man. So, yes.
But that was our first-round draft pick, though. Come on now. We got Tuffner. We need toughness.
That's good. More than that.
Hey, Sean, I'm gonna let you go so we can take some other calls, okay?
All right, guys. All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Man, you always have a problem with whatever happens. If the masses go with something, you've got to be the rogue guy saying, hey, everybody's getting too excited. You know what it is? It's frustration. It's frustration of seeing stupid moves after stupid moves. It's not really the money and the cap spit. It's just stupid. You don't have no tolerance to stupidity. I know you don't. You've told stupid
people. You're right. No, I agree. But I think there are more stupid moves could have been made, and I don't consider this a stupid move yet unless it prevents us from getting something that we needed. Now, you're right, $3.2 million in goons when you add in Brashear and the other garbage. You're right on that. I give you that totally. But it was a mistake that he's got to bury in the past. Now, you've got a choice. Now, you get an unknown quantity or you get a known quantity. Now, I don't know what the marketplace was for other enforcers, so to speak, in the league. But you're talking about in a division that have the Flyers and their guys, and you're talking about, you know, Pittsburgh and their big guys out there. You talk, and the Devils are tough as well. Does it give us an edge against those guys to bring in somebody that's a known commodity that might get them some room out there on the ice? Or is it better to bring in, maybe the Rangers have a guy, you know, at Hartford that plays the tough guy role, but nobody respects because nobody knows him? I mean, I'm trying to think of this in the overall context of what do we have now. I'm not crying about the contracts we paid in the past. You Met fans can cry about paying Bobby Bonilla still. I mean, who cares about what happens in the past? I'm worried about what happens right now on the team.
Well, you know what? Right. What's happened in the past is now affecting what's on the team.
Well,
Bobby Bonilla
is then you make a decision then. Then you make a decision. Then you say, okay, we're paying a goon that we're not playing. We don't have room for this on the roster. Then we have to go elsewhere. But evidently we think we need some sort of enforcer in the lineup.
All right. All right. You go. You can do what you do.
All right. Let's take another call. 203-984. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
What's up, guys? This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Dave.
I called in last night.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, bro.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Today, you know, we've had. Last you guys spoke to, you know, reason, you know, it's fine you want to look at this objectively. I'm beside myself. Today I sent an email to my friends, and it basically went a little bit like this. I'm going to use profanity, you know, just go with it. It was in the moment. The subject of the email is Jesus fuck. And I And there's this video on YouTube of Bogard in a training camp game. He's skating across the ice, going to try to lay this guy out who's at the boards. The guy sidesteps him, and Bogard goes clean through the boards and just flips over, crashes through the plexiglass on his ass behind the boards. It's absurd. But basically what I wanted to say was the final line of the email. And God help me for saying this. I wish I could do it to Glenn Saylor, but I said I'm going to go poke out my eyeballs, pour acid in the empty sockets, and light my head on fire. It's as simple as that.
Now, listen, I love how you asked for God's forgiveness for saying that, but then you said Jesus fuck before that, which I thought was you kind of crossed the line with God in the first sentence. But still, I hear what you're saying.
All right, so that was my reaction. You know, when you guys, everybody who's spoken before nailed it on the head. We paid this guy way too much. He doesn't spend any time on the ice. He hardly fights anyone because no one wants to drop the gloves with him. I mean, 6'8", 250, I understand that. But the guy is not going to play. Tortorella is not going to play him, and it's just going to be the same thing we dealt with last year with Brashear, another overpaid goon who just does not contribute to the team. It's right that he's taking a spot of other guys that have been coming up and paid their dues. I understand that. But this is just lunacy. You know, when they announced the Baron signing, I was happy with that. It's a great signing, especially for the money and the 2 years. He's a solid guy. He's worked with Benoit Allaire before. I think it's great. I think he's going to be what we needed in a backup. But then this really, really, Sather, this is what really has
really?
To really?
I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. But then a friend of mine brought up a pretty good point. The Shelley deal, yeah, it's 3 years, $1.1 million, but he's going to be over 35. So towards the tail end of that, who knows what's going to happen to Shelley? You know, you cannot buy that out. If this doesn't work, the Rangers can buy Bogard out in 2012. Not saying that that would be ideal, but if we're thinking about how much money he's making, he can be bought out. So temper that. And then also, you know, I said yesterday that the Rangers should go out and get Hedberg to back up Lundqvist. When you put together what Philly paid for what Philly paid for Shelley, and whatever team got Hedberg, I completely forget. it adds up to more than we're paying for Braun and Bogart. So in that respect, maybe I shouldn't go light my head on fire.
let me just say real quick, we got less than a minute to go in the live stream. We will catch you guys next Wednesday night at our normal time, 8 to 10. And we will go to podcast in just a few seconds, and you can listen to the rest of the show. It'll be available about an hour after we're done. You can download it. Don't forget, you can put us on your iPod, your Zune, whatever you got. Take us with you. Listen to us in the car, on your way to work, on your way home, at work, whatever you want to do. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks again for listening. And, okay, thanks, Dave. Go ahead.
All right. So, yeah. Not lighting my head on fire. I guess all told, it's important that we have someone like Bogart in the lineup, especially when you look at how our rivals in the division have strengthened themselves. You know, I mean, what I was worried that Pittsburgh would go out and get someone like Volchenkov, who, you know, the guy is nasty, he can hit. I was like terrified that Volchenkov would be the guy, you know, slamming Gavrik into the boards. And, you know, completely destroying him for his career. I think that guys will think twice if Bogart is on the bench, you know, taking runs at Gavrik, at Lundqvist. I think that's something that, you know, you say new NHL, it's something that you got to take into consideration. Was it too much? Of course it was. Way too much. But I guess we should all be thankful that Sather didn't go out and sign someone to a ridiculous deal, like he always.
It's not over yet.
Long deal. You're right. But I mean, it is what it is. I am upset that it takes away a roster spot, but we got to be realistic. You know, someone like Grachev is not ready yet. He's not ready. He put 20 points in the AHL last year. Someone like Dale Weiss is a lot more ready. You know, but Dale Weiss is not going to scare Anton Volchenkov from taking a run at Gavrik or Lundqvist. Derek Bogart probably is. Hopefully he doesn't play himself into Tortorella's doghouse.
And listen, he can be sent down. I mean, you know what? I'm Bogart out. Bogarted out.
who Bogarted the last yodel? That's what I want to know.
This much of my day, you know, pulling my hair out over a 6'8 goon who probably isn't going to play more than 40 games
exactly.
For the Rangers.
That's
exactly.
How I feel. I feel like I've wasted way too much energy on this guy.
That's what Glenn Sather has done. That is what Glenn Sather has done. And I'm right with the guy who came on and said, you know, whenever that next Fire Sather rally is. I live in Washington D.C. I will come up.
He'll take that Acela Express they're always advertising on MSG and take it right up to New York.
So expensive. I'll take the $10 bus. Forget it. But I will be there. I will be there, and I will be wearing my Stahl jersey, whether he's still on the team or not, and I will scream it from the rooftops. Get rid of this guy because he's a clown, and he's more interested in putting together a team that's only good enough to get the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. And let's all be realistic, that's not a good team.
No. And you're right. And
not at all.
Listen, maybe tomorrow he makes some good signings and we're all positive again.
But who's he going to sign? We have $8 million in cap space left. I'm guessing
maybe he gets Lombardi.
Maybe trades Redden for Spezza.
Oh, we're not getting Spezza.
Listen, we got rid of Gomez's contract. There could be something in the air. Last year, I mean,
something in the air.
Let me tell you something. And let me tell you something. I sound like a fireman. What's his name? And let me tell you something. No. As I said in the beginning of the show, when Ole Jokinen is taken back by the Calgary Flames for $2 million per,
Anything can happen. Like we could go get Jokinen back at the trade deadline.
All right, anything can happen. What actually really worries me, what if this happens? What if a year from now we're having a similar conversation, we find out that that Sather went out and convinced Ron Artest to put on skates, signs into a 5-year deal worth $15 million. What do you think would happen then?
Our defense would improve.
We'd get a lot more. We'd get a lot more phone calls.
It's like, what's next?
Anyway, all right. Listen, we're going to take other calls. We're going to finish this up, and we'll talk to you next week. All right.
All right, take care, Dave.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Now we're going to do this rapid fire. All right. Hold on. 848-218. Who's this?
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Scott.
Hey Scott. All right, hang in there a second. James, you there?
I'm here.
All right, hang on there a second. 201-248, who's this?
Newman.
Newman, hang in there a second.
All right.
DB, you there?
Here.
All right, we'll wrap up the podcast. We'll do this roundtable style the way we used to do it on Eddie's show. Scott, give us your take.
All right. I don't mind Bogaerts. I don't mind the contract as much as people are freaking out about. But if you look at the people that were left today, speaking of enforcers, it was John Scott, Rytus Ivanons, Jody Shelley, and Derek Bogaert. Shelley got taken. John Scott is big, dumb. And yeah, Bogaert's big and dumb too. But he can beat the shit out of John Scott. And he can beat the shit out of Ivanons. And Bogaert beat the shit out of Shelley. He whooped Shelley's ass 10 times over when he was in San Jose. Look at the link I posted. Shelley got his ass whooped. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not in the biggest dick contest here. Who's got the biggest?
I know, but Bogaert can fight, and that's what he's meant to do. 1.6. Yeah, that's a little much. Okay.
4 years. That's much.
4 years.
That's the problem. 4 years.
How you guys only 27. Jody Shelley's 34, and when people keep saying the whole over 35 contract, that's such bullshit. They don't know. It's when he signs a contract at 34, they can buy him out. It's not like the Pronger thing where the extension kicks in at 35. People just, I don't know why they get that mixed up. And people are saying the whole Frolov thing. Frolov is Zverev. Zverev's got immense talent, so does Frolov. But they're whiny, crappy babies. They complain too damn much. They're the biggest pansies and putting on a pair of skates. Frolov, if you look at him, if his coach looks at him the wrong way, he's crying in the corner, you know, with his thumb up his ass. You know, so screw him. $5 million a year, welcome to the KHL. You know, like, I don't know. Like, people are complaining about contracts. Look at Cullen. Cullen's $3.5
million? Well,
Danny Malholtra's making over $3
million? Yeah,
people are complaining about $1.65 for Bogaert.
I'll tell you what. Aside from what the Rangers did today, and Jokinen going back to Calgary, the one that really, for some reason, when I saw what Malhotra signed for,
oh my god,
that really kind of shocked me. What did he get?
With
3 years, $7.5 million
clause
with a no trade
with
clause.
With a no trade clause. I mean, at that rate, like, what is that equals? Redden 6.0.
I'll tell you what. Somewhere in the minor leagues, Neil Smith is smiling. I was right. I told you Malhotra would be a star.
Oh, I mean, you know what? The Garnet X will be still out there. I mean,
DB Maven.
Oh, DB Maven's got
That's
a rage
his favorite.
Over it.
That's his.
What?
He's got DB Maven's got a jersey ready to go with EXEL printed on it, and he's just waiting to add that BY.
I would love to see him in a Ranger uniform. You know, I'm so pissed that Debbie's got Volchenkov. You know,
DB doesn't like Volchenkov. Why don't you chime in with what we're talking about? You might as well stand up for yourself like a man.
But I don't need to. Why? The guy clearly knows what he's talking about if he says he'd love to see Axel be in a Ranger uniform.
Well,
to add on to that.
Weren't you a Volchenkov detractor?
I don't think that Volchenkov is worth what. What did the Devils give him?
I think $4 million, $4.3 or $4.5 for 6 years or something.
Not as bad as it could have been, but I don't see him quite being worth that.
I don't know if this is. I don't know how. I just want to say I don't know if this is how current this is, but. What's his name? How do you say his name? Ham Hughes. He signed with Vancouver.
Yeah.
He got 6 years.
Like 7 years or something?
He got 6 years, $27 million.
Yeah, see, that's a decent contract for him. I mean, if you look at this year's unrestricted free agent crop, they suck. They're garbage. If you look at next year's the cream of the crop. I mean, you've got to overpay for these garbage players because that's what the market value is.
Why do you have to?
Because everyone's looking for their team to get better. Everyone's looking for those playoff, quote-unquote, caliber players when there isn't. There's not that many out there. Look at Zdeněk Mihalík. Look at the contract he got.
Ridiculous.
Look at Paul Martin. Look at the contract he got. You know, like, these guys, they're good players, but they're not $5 million a year players.
Yeah, they're not Redden.
They're not the best passer in the league. They're not the best passer in the league of Redden. I mean,
touche, James. Well done.
I don't know. I really haven't said anything yet, but I didn't expect much anyway. I mean, when you looked at the crop of guys out there was nobody out there that I was like, oh, man, I'd love to see this guy. But, you know, I had a feeling there was not going to be much done, and we knew Jokinen was going to go. I remember at the end of the year, and me and Jim had spoke real quick, and who did we say Jim is probably going to be the first-line center? I don't remember what we said. We said there's going to be somebody from down. They're going to take some. You know, in other words, we're going to lose Jokinen. We're not going to get anybody. We're not going to sign anything, and we're going to end up with. I can't remember who you said.
Well, Dubinsky or Christensen.
Yeah, that's it. Might have been Christensen.
Or maybe Prospel. Who knows?
Yeah, and at least we got Prospel back, and Christensen I think was decent, and this Bugard stuff, you know, even as Manda said, I mean, 1.65. I mean, it's kind of a lot, but I think Seider was the type. Once he knew that Shelley was gone, he felt like he had to do something. And he didn't feel anybody in the minors was going to be able to come up and play that role. I mean, you know, I don't condone it. I ain't crazy about it, but you know, I guess we all got to live with it. And maybe towards the end of the year, when we're going to be in 12th place, like we all think we're going to be, they'll ship him off somewhere to somebody who may want some toughness in the playoffs.
Let me ask you guys a question. Koivu signed with Anaheim two years, $5 million, $2.5 million. Would you have taken him from the Rangers?
Yeah,
no,
why not?
No.
You wouldn't. I would have taken him.
Why not?
$2.5 million.
I want to give lots of kids. I didn't want Prosper re-signed. I mean, we need him, but I didn't want him. I'd rather see Stepan playing. I'd rather see Grosev. I'd rather see Dubois.
I know
you didn't want him, but wouldn't it make sense for the Rangers to get him? I mean, obviously they're not cleaning all the veterans out.
I'd rather go
to Minnesota. I'd rather see Sack go to Minnesota and play with his brother. I don't know.
I got to tell you, I don't think that Koivu would have come to the opposite coast, number one.
Yeah, I don't think he would have bounced back and forth.
I don't think he would have moved to New York. So you might have made him an offer, but the bottom line is I don't think he would have taken it. All things being equal, he would have stayed with the team he knows. That's the first thing. I happen to be with Mandar, absolutely with Mandar on the Bugard thing. I said the same thing today a couple of different places that, you know, guys come in off the ledge. It's $1.6 million. It's not the end of the world.
Exactly.
And so what? It's 4 years. The guy's 32 years old, which means he's not even as old as Shelley.
I think he's only 28.
He's 28 now.
At the end of the contract.
At the end of the contract, right.
At the end of the contract, he's 32. Who cares? That's the bottom line, okay? The best of the day to me was the fact that there was actually a GM out there that made Seider look sane, and that's Sutter.
Sutter?
What the hell is he doing in Calgary? You've got the ex-Ranger disaster line with Dawes, Jokinen, and Kotalik.
That's the I said they if they brought Kotalik or Dawes back, they could have had the Ranger epic fail line.
Did you see what Sutter said? tell me you guys saw what Sutter said to Jokinen. He's like, I wish I didn't trade you in the first place.
I love you, man.
Kiss him, like, bro hug and, like, make out or something? Like,
what all these reactions? What's all these reactions when he goes back to Calgary? Oh, I'm back to Calgary. Oh, great. Here we go again.
Yeah, every Calgary fan's ready to blow their heads off. And
they're
going to
riot
in
the streets. They're ready to riot in the streets over that guy coming back.
I mean, they're literally
and
sitting
cap draft
at...
team, $3 million.
They're literally sitting at the cap.
But how does Gaucho get a no-trade clause contract to go over the portal? That's ridiculous.
Wait, what was
that? Yeah, Gaucho got a no-trade as well.
Oh, that's hysterical.
They were throwing around no-trade clauses today like they were candy in a candy shop. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
They were throwing around.
It was ridiculous.
They were throwing around no-trade clauses like they were Glenn Sather.
Somebody got a one-year deal with a no-trade clause. And he's like 39 or something. It was ridiculous.
The good news was that Sather actually didn't throw out a no-trade clause, you know?
I think Bugar got a no-trade clause.
How about Derek Morris getting 4 years with Phoenix?
Oh, he's annoying. Let me just say, he's annoying. Stay with one team, for Christ's sakes. I mean, really, this guy's in a coast-to-coast.
He wants to break a record.
Moron.
What I found out funny with Morris, he was bitching and money. He's like, oh, I'd love to stay in Phoenix. Goes to New York. He's like, I love New York. Leaves New York. Goes to Boston. I love Boston. Boston doesn't want him. He bitches and moans. Goes back to Phoenix. I love Phoenix.
Find a company line with every team he goes to. Everybody does that.
It's his third stint out here.
Huh?
It's his third stint out here.
Yeah.
That was another contract that kind of surprised me. Was his when I saw four years.
I'd love to have his agent. I mean, really. His agent, whoever he is, if you're a player, get him because he keeps getting $2.5 million every time. I don't see one good thing about the guy at this point in his career. I don't know what he does.
Oh no, I can't wait to see next year's unrestricted free agent crop. There's some insane.
We have something
players
to look forward to.
Yeah.
This is like one of these years, man. It's like we're going to end up in the same place as last year, right on the brink of ninth place or something, and it's horrible because I'd rather just be totally terrible and get a better draft pick, you know. We're always sitting there with that same spot every year.
You guys remember the beginning of the last season? We started with 7 straight wins, and look what happened. We had to fight for the last playoff spot with Ole Jokinen and who was our bad as our savior. Ha ha.
Yeah. If you're going to be bad, be really bad.
Really bad.
Right.
Yeah, but Chandler, if he gets the number one pick, he's going to trade down to get the worst pick in the draft. That's how he's going to act.
Well, I just got to say, Confucius was right when he said that. If you're going to be bad, be bad.
If at first you don't succeed, you better give up.
Yeah.
At first you don't succeed. Shit, we've gone through how many firsts? Trying to succeed. Shit, we're on like our seventh try.
Look, we're going into the 17th year of our 5-year rebuilding plan.
I think Eddie's going to buy the plaque that I suggested to put on the doorway to Madison Square Garden.
Beware.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Maybe what the Rangers should do is maybe they should get that plaque that hangs over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish football stadium when the players come out. Maybe they should bang that a couple of times inside the garden.
Play like a champion?
Yeah, exactly. Play like a champion.
How about one that says
you speak of?
How about one that just says just play?
Just more.
There's a sign in Glenn Sather's office. It says, pay like a champion today.
Pay like a champion. I love it.
If you pay, then they will come.
Pick up every penny that he can find.
Oh, boy, I got it. All right, guys, I'm done. I'm washed out.
Eddie's sick of this stuff, man.
The thing that really scares me is that we didn't sign a defenseman, number one. And right now, it's 50-50, probably leaning against that McDonough comes out.
He's
so
not
that
out.
Means that means that the reality probably is going to be that we have yet another year of the R&R twins.
I think Rosie's going to get traded. I think Rosie's going to get traded.
The shopping cart.
I truly believe Rosie's going to get traded within the next couple of days.
Doing the shopping cart, baby.
Jim, is the possible still getting paid from Tampa?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, he still gets paid for another, like, 3 years, right?
A million and a half? Oh, 1.1, okay.
Through 2014-15.
How much did the Rangers put out today for Prosper, then?
1.1?
1.1 base.
1.1, 1.2.
And a bonus.
1.1 base and a 1 million easily achievable bonuses.
Right.
And games played or something.
But the bonus counts towards next year, if I understand that correctly.
And a new tanning
bed.
And he's going to be in the next Bond movie. He's going to be the villain.
Yeah.
If we have the cap space this year, it'll count as this year's.
Hey, I'd rather get Brian Burrard back as our defenseman than have Wade Redden on, than have Mary Lou Redden on ice.
Well,
I don't want to get too hasty.
Well, yeah, Burrard with one eye is better than that guy.
I'd rather have Brian Boitano.
When Burrard was with the Rangers, he played 82 games. Remember that, guys? 82 games he played for the first season.
He was agent.
John Newman for the defense, Your Honor.
I would rather have Tom Pody than Wade Redden, and that's a stretch.
Tom Pody.
Don't forget, you can't take those words back, all right?
I don't want to take him back. I'm serious. I would still rather have Tom Pody than Wade Redden.
Hey, yeah, why don't you put a poll on the website? Would you rather take Pody back for Redden?
How about Malik?
Yeah, Malik.
Malik
Wong's playing now.
Eric Malik could actually score a goal once in a while.
How about Wendy Malik?
Only if he was blindfolded through his legs or something. I mean, come on.
Where's Malik playing now?
I will say this much. And I mean this. I'm not joking around because Wade Redden is a detriment to the team on the ice. I don't even care about the contract. He's really bad. He's just really bad. And I don't know how you can. And this comes back to the whole John Tortorella. Well, we're going to go by merit, and who plays well is going to play.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. So even from the get-go, it was all BS from the coach because
we figured him out right from the beginning, man.
Come on, he has the answers for everything.
I had a friend say this today to me. He says Mary Lou Redden would be better off taking penalties, getting off the ice for the entire game, getting a game of conduct every game to help the Rangers out. He's a detriment to society. I'm telling you.
He's a danger to everything in the air. Yes, birds too.
The man is a menace.
Dump the puck, he says, where to?
All right,
fellas, I think we've had enough.
Wait a minute, this just in, Bougard has been given the C.
and then traded to Calgary for Olli Jokinen.
And Redden got both A's.
Yeah.
He's on his ass.
All right, guys. Have a good
Take
night.
Care.
Thank you. Thank
good
you
night.
All, everyone.
For joining us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Night, guys.
Good night, fellas. Take care.
Eddie, tomorrow night at 10, right?
Yeah. Who knows? We might do another Rangers show. We'll see what happens.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right. Take care.